Diana, you go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And over and at the top. And it's kind of like you're plaiting a whip.
Mm-hmm.
And that wire wrap around them all the way around, but it go most just like this picket, other picket fence.
Uh-huh.
The, all of the picket fence.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See?
Well, now, are there different kinds of rail fences, or are they all constructed pretty much the same?
All the rail fences are the same. Don't care if you make it out of pole, or you split the wood, it's a, this is a rail fence.
Well, now, do any of them have posts going straight up and down, or are they all flat?
No, nothing straight up and down. You could, this lay like I showed you that place the other day. You'll have to start it from the ground and you run it and you've got corners.
Uh-huh.
And they come on up 9 or 10 rail high or pole high. What is the fence? Wooden fence. And the other fence, you lay 3, you nail up, you have your poles in. Then you nail 3 strip. Then you nail that board so many inches a piece on that.
Uh-huh.
That's called a board fence.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, you take wire, so then nail it, just put your poles and take wire in between it, make that fence.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
I could say you've got a bed on the floor. I don't know. I could put it just a bed on the floor because it's not in a bed. It has to be on the floor.
Well, have you heard people call it a bunk or a lodge or a pallet or
something? Well, there's a difference there. You can have a bunk and it'd be up off the floor high. Then you can have a bunk built where it can be 3 or 4 high and sleep on. One down in, one up there.
Uh-huh.
Four.
But it wouldn't be, a bunk wouldn't be something on the floor then.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine. What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?
Well, that down near the water, near the river. And they're all the rich part of the soil, you see.
Yeah.
And in that rich part of the soil, you go down to the river there and you dam it up so the water wouldn't drown your crop, but it's very rich. And if you get your seed in there and get it up, and if you need some water, you can let a little bit on it and let it off to keep it moist. And that way they get wet, they stay moist all the time. And you can grow that good for vegetables, English peas, sweet potato, carrots, beets, or any products like farm, lettuce and all that stuff,
uh-huh.
English peas, and that's fine.
Well, what do you call that kind of land that's down around rivers?
Well, they call it, it wouldn't say like the muck in Florida, because the muck is different, but it's real low river place.
Have you heard it called bottoms or bottomland or anything?
Well, you can have bottomland on the high land, but the low part, where the high part go down the low part, they call that the bottom land.
Okay.
That would be the bottom land on any high land if you got a low place
uh-huh.
in there. Then
uh-huh.
you call that the bottom land.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Road. Well, it's super highway. State Highway. Now you got the 9 High 5 Highway. And you got.
What about something like this road that runs back down here?
Well, this is a county dirt road.
Okay. And let's see, do people use shell roads?
Yeah, some places in some county, but it's not good as the other, but I know I ride over many shell roads. It's pretty all right.
Okay.
Made out of oyster shell.